What's up, y'all? It's Mike of iWatchMike.com. It's time for another Audio Boom movie review. This movie here I'm going to be talking about is A24's Remember. I actually had a chance to see this last night. I'm so glad I did because it's so freaking good. Before I get into the review, it actually opens up here in Houston at the Sundance Cinemas. I'm not really sure about anywhere else. So you're going to have to do a little Google search and find it because I'm telling you people, you need to go find this movie and watch it. It stars Christopher Plummer, old school, Martin Landau, Dean Norris from Breaking Bad. He played Hank. And one of the old school bad guys, I know I'm going to butcher his name, Jürgen Prochnow. I remember him from, I think, Beverly Hills Cop. And he's played badass ultimate bad guys in the movies in the 80s that I remember. But this movie here is about the gentleman, Christopher Plummer, who plays a guy named Zev Gutman. He's like 90 years old, pretty much living the rest of his years in a retirement home. Recently lost his wife and has a really good friend named Max, who is there staying at the retirement home as well. The movie, I'm not going to lie, when I first started watching, I was like, oh, this is going to be a boring old movie. But no, it goes totally crazy. These two guys are survivors from the war, from Germany. They were prisoners at Auschwitz, where the Germans did horrible things to the Jews back in those days. And these two guys have had a master plan. They find out that one of the German guards who pretty much killed their families escaped and is now living in the U.S. under a different name. And since Max, his good friend, is stuck in a wheelchair, Zev's job is to go find this guard and kill him. All he's armed with is his little bathroom bag that has his toothbrush and his stuff, a letter from Max telling Zev exactly what he needs to do, how he needs to do it, what the plan is, and that plan includes Zev getting a gun. Max has pretty much done everything for him. Zev just goes out into the streets and all the hotels are paid for. He's got spending money. I mean, it's like these two, like, badass assassins, but they're just old guys. It's crazy. It's crazy how this comes about. And the thing that sucks for Zev is that he's got dementia. So every time he wakes up or he blacks out, he forgets what he's doing. And so he then starts to panic and then finds the letter that Max has written, and then it kind of refreshes his mind and he starts remembering stuff. And so basically, Zev goes out in the streets and it goes on a hunting it's hunting season on this German guard to find out where he's at and to kill him. I know it sounds kind of boring, maybe, perhaps, to some of y'all out there, but it's not. This movie is so good. I mean, I was watching it on my iPad, my headphones on. My wife and the baby were watching something else. And as soon as the movie was over, it was like, and if you could see my hand, it was like mind blowing because you're just this movie, this director. I know he's going to mess up his name. Adam Egoyan, I think. I'm sorry if I pronounced his name wrong, but I mean, how he just pulls you in. Because you're rooting for Zev and, you know, the dementia, and then you feel bad for him and the stuff that he has to do and the stuff that he goes through. And when I say go through, Dean Norris is in this. And some of y'all probably know him as Hank from Breaking Bad. Love the actor. I remember him back from Total Recall with Arnold Schwarzenegger. All right. But, you know, when Dean Norris is in this, I was like, oh, sweet. He's all cool. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait. Dean Norris, you're not very nice. Oh, you're really not. Oh, man. So I like Dean Norris, but after watching him in this movie, I almost didn't like him. But I know it's just a character, but oh my gosh. I mean, everybody, to the little kids in this movie, to the no names that I don't know, and I say no names because I've never seen them before, but I'm sure they're doing stuff. Everybody was great in this movie. I mean, it's a roller coaster of emotions. It just pulls you in, doesn't let you go, and then at the end, it's mind blowing. It was just such a good movie, and you need to see this movie. I don't know where you can find it, but you need to freaking find this movie. All my Houston people, I already told you where it's at. It's the Sundance Cinemas in downtown. You need to go watch this movie because it's so freaking good. And as you can tell, it's so freaking good. I give it 5 out of 5 popcorns. It's that damn good. I'm telling you. The movie's called Remember. It's got a great cast. Christopher Plummer and Martin Landau, hands down. Even though they're old school, they can still deliver. Oh, man, this movie was good. And oh, it just rips out your chest and you're just like mind-blowing. That's all I'm going to say. Mind-blowing, this movie. So go check it out. It's called Remember. Look it up. Houston people, Sundance Cinemas. It opens up today. That's all I'm going to say. Go see it. If you do see it, let me know what you think because my mind was blown. That's all I'm going to say. All right. That's it for this movie review. You want to check out more of my stuff, check out my blog, iwatchmike.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. And check out my Facebook page, iWatchMike. That's pretty much it. Everybody have a great weekend. Go see this movie. That's what you got to do this weekend. Make some time. It's called Remember. Have a good one. Peace out.